If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
HelloFresh takes the work out of eating well with meals like the mushroom flatbread or the tilapia lettuce wrap, which aren't just easy, they're delicious. Get 50% off plus free shipping with code 50TBTB at HelloFresh.com/50TBTB.
I love the way they just reversed that.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bald and Beautiful podcast. My name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
How are you?
Go and say your name.
Kevin.
My name is Angel.
Tanksley in the building.
No boy.
And we are here reviewing these white people's business show called Sister Wives. We are on season 18, episode number 2.
We in white people business.
Showing up all season. That's where we will be. Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and start with a, there was, the good thing about this show, it's only 40 minutes. And when it drags, it's not a long, it doesn't feel draggy.
Yeah.
Because they really didn't have a lot of substance in
this. It surely didn't.
Yeah. It was a draggy
ass episode. Was, but it was only, it was still short.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
It would be like, we're going to drag for the whole hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
2 hours.
I appreciate how short it was. I was getting a wax while watching the show. And I was like, this whole show's almost over.
Yeah. All right. They, do you watch it on, what do you watch on Max?
He watched it on Max. I had to watch it on Hulu because I didn't have Max on my phone at the time, but Max is what I will prefer because there's no commercials.
There's no,
look, they show that little preview coming up, and then it go right back into what's going on. I'm like, oh, good.
Yeah, so good, I told back Kev, to the I said, wait a minute. I felt like that was a natural commercial, which I'm sure it is in real time, but like, It just kept going.
What's a little confusing is sometimes their opening scene be looking like a commercial.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah, that's true.
Do you ever feel unclean? Oh, no, this is a... Okay.
Yeah. okay, so we're going to start with the top of the episode, and it basically starts at the end of last week's episode, which is Christine and Cody having... like a lunch situation. So I'm going to try to incorporate some of your comments. I've been asking you guys, what are some things you guys want us to talk about? So Queen Size Prize says, Janelle seeming happier than ever, talking about Thanksgiving her away. So let's just talk about the whole scene. I want to go back a little bit to this conversation we had last week about
Mean Girl. She a mean girl.
Christine was giving Mean Girl.
I've come along to it.
Yes.
It was such a... It is because she's not being mean to me and
you feel like he deserves it.
That's right? The two things.
Yeah.
Because it's not being mean to me and because Cody, not only does he deserve it, he's like, and I want to spend some time hating her.
Yes.
Like it feels like you can't even be mean to a person who says things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But her being like, oh, what did she say? Liz, when we was laughing.
You're still mad at me?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's very like, I'm so confused. Why on God's green earth would you still be so angry?
So you're grieving the divorce.
I understand.
That old thing.
Because I was just hoping we would be friends.
Right. You know? Is that naive?
Her vocal inflection really helped.
It's the vocal inflection for me that actually makes it seem like you're doing it on purpose.
Because she is.
You are being purposefully too nice.
And she
that's me.
And she laughs.
It's just get back. It's not being mean, girl. It's just get back.
It is.
That's how I was feeling the first episode. Just get her lick back.
That's all I'm seeing right now. It's just get
and
back.
And I don't
it's
care how Cody feels, so it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, but she you all but she says that.
Like, you enjoying him go through this. Yeah. Are you not?
Yes.
She's it's twisting the back. Knife. She's like, well, I don't want to pull it out. Yeah. I want to twist it.
If does it hurt?
If yeah. it was something that went yeah. down that he was remorseful about, he feel bad, he done apologize, he'd be like, oh, you know, you just being a bitch. But no.
He's this done is, none
ain't
of those things.
This ain't nothing but get back, and I'm enjoying it. This is revenge. This ain't mean.
Revenge.
No, she definitely seems like a mean girl, but you know, I'm glad that she's in the position of power to be able to do that. Yes. Like, she's like, oh, I'll be back in 2 weeks with Truly. Like, I know he's thinking, I don't want to ever see you again. She's like, no, soon.
I don't ever want to see you no. again.
Soon, very soon, you and will see me.
And she leans into it. Okay, oh. bye. Oh.
I know.
Have a good rest of your day.
She tell laughs at wives, so many hello. Things.
Like, I was sick all night. Thought I was gonna die. Isn't pain horrible?
She's like, I mean, if you're not gonna laugh about it, what are you gonna do?
What do we have?
1000% she is, and I mean, I literally we watched this episode twice.
I did watch it twice.
I laughed harder the second time. I just she is reveling in
100%.
It was like the dynamic, he had so much power yeah. while they were married. And although he was treating her like crap or whatever, I think his whole, like, he'd be driving me crazy with his whole loyalty betrayal.
Oh, my God.
Everything's betrayal, not loyal.
Reconcile and reconciliation.
So her leaving him is the ultimate act of disloyalty.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And not only can he not do anything about it, she's loving every bit. She's like, oh, y'all don't know what to do for Christmas. Like she's right. just doing whatever she wants, and after what was like 20 years?
Yes,
20 years,
closer to 30.
Oh, dang, was that long?
Yeah, they were. No, they were. She was married to him for I think. Oh yeah, closer to 30. Yeah. Married 31, mm-hmm. and then they all started following yeah. right after that. So other than that, oh, last one.
26 of the 27.
Yeah, yeah, and for 2 weeks of get back, she mean. Oh,
well, no. This is the only reason why I still feel like it's like you signed up. For this plural marriage. Mm-hmm. This was not forced upon you. You were mm-hmm. wife number three coming in. And
more
like
just more problems.
And not only that, is when you sign up for that, you are signing up for a patriarchy system. You're not signing up for equal say, equal respect. You're signing up for whatever he says goes. And if what he says goes is you don't get as much of attention as the newest wife. That is a part of it.
You know, she wasn't signing up to be equal amongst the other wives. She wasn't even that.
Okay.
I think that. Okay, I think that's the lie of it all.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
I think that's the lie of it.
I told Melissa that is the main. It is so painfully obvious. If he would just say it, they could probably get along better.
For real.
All of their problems right now, or the majority of them, are because they didn't like Sobbing Robin.
Mm-hmm.
He likes her more,
and
he used COVID as a reason mm-hmm. to do what he really wanted to do, which is spend all his time with her. And to Tank's point,
and Christine, yeah, she was there before Sobbing Robin.
She was.
She was.
So not only do you got to, and they all said that the dates and stuff was jealousy when they would like live mm-hmm. in the same house. Not only are you not treating me equally, I have to see you.
Right.
Treat the other wife better. And then you turn around and tell me that you're not doing mm-hmm. that.
Right.
And everybody, the and thing about obvious. Cody, that's crazy. He like that nigga from BS High. Oh. Everybody in the family outside of you can see what's happening.
Right. Except for, no, not Robin. Robin, she can't see it. Which pisses me off.
That's my point. It's like everything that you were saying. Yeah, she signed up for a plural marriage, but that don't mean she signed up to be mistreated or...
But this
she,
is... Go ahead.
So it's like, yeah, you went through all of that. You treat Robin the way she do. Yes, patriarchy, what he said, go. But that don't mean, look, I was here before this girl. She done came in. You treat her better than everybody else, is specifically me.
Yes.
For 25, 30 years?
No, they've only been 10. Robin and him.
No.
Robin okay, and
no,
him
I'm
is.
Saying,
been
that don't mean they were 100% happy before that.
Oh but no, they said that.
Added something else because when Robin showed up, everything was already going to shit, and everybody knew it apparently, except for Robin. And now she done showed up, and well, I've been going through all this for this long. I'm going to do what I want to you. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to laugh in your face every moment I get.
1,000%. I was asking Melissa this earlier when I was fake watching, not watching. I'm like, why are they staying?
Is
they
that have why you religion. Watched it twice?
No, no. This is earlier when she was watching the show before I was even in. I was like, why are they staying? It was like the religion was a big part. Uh-huh. Then their church was like, we actually don't do that no more. So now your reason.
But they're fundamentalists.
No, no, no. Their church like, still does yeah, it. Oh, that's the reason why they said they had to go to LDS. A minister to get a divorce. The fundamentalists still do polygamy. The Mormons that are Jesus and Latter-day Saints.
Yeah. JC, LDS.
You will get denounced. Thank you.
So the daughter that got in trouble was... Or she couldn't do something. Was that the LDS?
Yes, the New Age
is a sect of the LDS.
Yes, it's like they siphoned off the New Age, whatever. Well, they don't do that anymore, and so they're trying to disassociate with the people that still do.
Because John Smith, he was out here having affairs, and then was like
Joseph Smith.
That's him too. He was like, actually, the Lord told me. He wanted us to do it like back in the Bible days.
Oh, I didn't know Joseph Smith is the person who said that. That's their boy.
Yeah. And his wife, she at one point in time was like, okay. And then she was like, nah, son, you'd have made this up. So her son, I think that's when it split off because her son eventually took over. Hopefully I'm naming the right white people. But what I was going to say is they said at one point in time in the first episode, Janelle said, or Mary might have said it, at one point in time, Christine was the favorite wife. And I think that's the reason why she has the biggest problem. Not to say the other women don't, but I think that's the biggest, she has the biggest problem with Robin and her being the favorite because she used to receive the favoritism. So that'd be a reason for you to be pissed off. Because that's all she knew because she was the newest wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's what I think. I think every new wife, I'm having issues with you, new wife. I'm having issues with you, new wife.
That's why he stopped having sex with Mary the first.
Yes, and that's why Janelle, but they're all happy. Well, Mary wants something different, but whatever, she stayed around. Janelle was like, low-key, this kind of works for me. Yeah, don't worry about it.
She was like, I don't need to be doing it with you.
The unfortunate part about Christine is that it seems like her like love language, so to speak, is like physical touch, intimacy. Mm-hmm. That. And so when that cuts off and now you're doing all these things with Robin. Favorite wife, it affects her even more.
Got it.
Did you hear my point? That's what I feel like we missing is that she was getting the favoritism. She didn't sign up for to be treated equal. She signed up to be treated better.
They called her a princess in the beginning too.
Yes.
Janelle.
Yes.
Janelle called Christine.
She had signed up to be treated better than all the other wives because that's what she had experienced. Right. And when that tide turned, she was like, F you.
Oh no.
I'm out.
The white woman in her was like, "Now listen, I'm still white."
Yeah, which is probably true. I wonder if that's true in these type of relationships where the newest wife. I mean, it only makes sense. The newest wife is the favorite because you're the new toy.
Yeah,
you're
the newest coochie thing. Is different.
Yeah,
them old coochies have been had since the beginning of the Latter-day Saint.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. She was the favorite. Yeah.
When this show,
they're saying
began.
The sect is called AUD or something like that.
Oh, okay.
That's the sect within. I watched earlier seasons. That's what they were talking about.
So in the earlier season, did you go back to season one?
Nope.
Do you know if Robin was always in this show?
No, she wasn't.
No, because this is season 18 and Robin ain't been married to him 18 years.
Okay, right. That's what I was curious
about.
She's
came, exactly, maybe five
to
seven.
They were in a Cosby show series.
Because, you know, a lot of times shows do two seasons in a year, like Wanda Now or Married First Sight.
Yeah.
This is literally 18 years. Life.
When you look at the old footage, you like, this has been 18 years.
Yeah.
Because they're the
old pictures.
Them old
saying
footage.
She did come in season one. But was she not on camera? I don't think. Hold on. Let's look. Do your situation.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Something that I have. This is true. Something that has been happening to me is that at night, my thoughts are racing like crazy. And then them thoughts pick right on back up when I wake up. And it can be very agitating for me. It actually kind of just ticks me off. Well, do you ever find that just as you're trying to fall asleep, your brain also starts talking? Are you like me in that? Do your thoughts start racing right before bed or other impromptu moments? Does that ever happen to you when you're trying to get stuff done? Well, turns out one great way to make those racing thoughts go away is to talk them through. Therapy Go gives you a place to do that so you can get out of your negative thought cycles and find some mental and emotional peace. Listen, I always be apologizing to my therapist as if it's not supposed to be time for me to talk because I will do a lot of my mental dump with her. And I'll be like, so this is the thing that I'm trying to prepare for. This is the da 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 da. And I'll be like, I'm sorry. I just been talking. She's like, this is exactly what you're supposed to do. Get out all of this stuff that is racing around in your brain. And it really, it like takes this like knotted thread of all the thoughts that are in my brain and it helps to untangle it. And it gives me like peace about it. It allows me to make the decisions that I'm having a hard time making because my thoughts are so cluttered and moving so fast. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapists anytime at no additional cost, which is great because I know a lot of times with the traditional route, it is just a painstaking task to try to change therapists. And BetterHelp is like, you don't have to worry about it, and you ain't going to get charged for it either. An additional fee to switch therapists. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. With visit BetterHelp.com/TBTB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TBTB.
TBTB. Okay, let's do clarifying acts right now. So, number one, Robin has been on since season one, but they weren't married.
Okay, yes. She's been around.
So she's been around. That's number one. Number two, they have not done
a season per year. So yes. Season one was 2010, seasons two and three, 2011, three and four, 2012, six, 2013, seven, 14, eight and nine, 15, 10, 11, 16, 12, 18, 13, 19, 14, 20, 15 and 16, 21, 17. So it's
13 years of marriage. Of
uh-huh. 13 years of life. Has yielded 18 seasons.
Got it.
The 18 seasons.
Okay, that was a very good clarification.
I can see a producer.
So, being like, which this is actually
the perfect time to start the show,
right? So this actually makes more sense because I was actually confused on this. So when Cody says they blame favorite wife for the destruction of our marriage, but it's really us going public. Mm-hmm. And those two things are happening at the same time.
Oh yeah,
when she gets introduced to the family.
At the same time that the show starts. And so for him, he's just deciding to say it's the moment we go public. And for everyone else, which we can transition to this text message situation where everybody's kind
that
of
was
like
the Nexus point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was him or one of the wives that said something about one of the problems was going public.
Right.
It was him, yeah.
And that's what he always says, but everyone else is like, no, all the issues started when, which, to be honest, they're one and the same. They just vary. The thing about it is, like, from the very start, favorite wife was shown favoritism. They took a longer honeymoon than everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did they?
Yes. They were spending time together. They were doing all the things that the other wives felt like they didn't get from him. Mm-hmm. And so, which Mary said that, and didn't Janelle say it too when they went on the long, they went on like 11-day honeymoon or something like that? And Janelle was like, do you really need, and Robin was like, yes, we do. We need this to connect and for us to connect and for my children to connect. And so Janelle was like, if you feel like you need it, I mean, okay. But no one else got that.
He didn't even invite any of the wives to him and Robin's legal marriage.
Right.
Because he didn't want I don't want to do a whole, it's a whole thing, man. You got the kids and you know, it's a whole thing.
Oh, and they say Christine had just had a baby during that time too. So
she was pregnant when he brought Robin into it. Mm-hmm. She was pregnant.
Get back.
Yes.
That's how I let it. Look, as an angel, I was like, what did you do? What would you think the other wives would do if he just like came home with like a bad black chick?
Game over.
At this point, it low-key makes sense because none of his wives look the same.
No.
Are you sure?
Well, hello.
Yeah, sure, Melissa. Robin, I think your eyes are strong.
Right? Robin is the only one that's.
There's the difference.
That's the only difference.
He got a litter.
Oh,
Marcus. Goodness.
This is the unhappy group of people.
When, wait, this is the last thing. When they did Cody, and Cody said, I'm at peace. I'm surrounded by people that love me. I said, Negro, you finna cry. Uh-huh. That's not a peaceful cry. That's not an I'm so happy cry.
Not at all.
He gonna have a stroke. He need to be careful.
That baby is stressed.
Yeah.
I just been so
he
angry.
He was already stressed. He was like, ah.
I'm so angry.
Angry.
He been pissed
I
off.
I don't understand why you don't get it.
I wonder what where was Janelle at in birthing children when they introduced Christine? Because Christine,
can get their ages and
I would do the same thing as Christine, but I do think Christine signed up for something and didn't realize it looked like crap.
Wait, what's happening to me? What's happening to them is that not happening to me.
That yes, she could be replaced.
That's what I'm saying. No. I'm like, they all went through the same exact thing as she did, but she was like, I will not stand for it.
It's just further down the line. Yes.
And it wasn't like she came early on. It was like 10 years, whatever the gap is between Christine and favorite wife.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I feel like the first three, they kind of came closer together.
Oh,
yeah.
Did
they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for this impersonation. Curly Curvy Fit Life said, I don't care as long as you get more Cody reenactments from Marcus.
Do the little crunch thing that he does.
Crunch? The ab workout. Yes. When he was sitting there, how it is? When he was sitting there, he was like... Come on! Was like, did he just turtle himself? Like going into his shell?
He is literally a toddler. Only toddlers do things like that to express their anger. Ah!
Like, I love the preview for the next. Oh, that's what I was about to say.
Wait, don't go to it yet. We got to end on.
No. Okay. I know. I'm staying on this one. I can't believe they stretched this whole 40 minutes into talking about earrings.
Man.
They was
getting a goddamn ear piercing.
But it's so Cody to be like, you can't do this. And also, when I was in high school, I did this.
But the daughter being like, oh! I was like, y'all are no, this is what I loved. And you can cut here.
Yeah. But the camera was like, but I'm not, though. I'm going to
that
on
I
you.
Said, oh, he's a dick. Yeah. You really think you're not the director.
Correct.
But he was like, he set it up. This is going to be a great moment. Yeah. You're all going to want this for the episode.
Yeah, get this here.
You know, I had been saying she couldn't have an ear piercing, but I have a confession. I did it when I was 16.
Cut.
And cut here. I was like, oh, you
boom,
think-
my drop.
Yeah, it was. He did feel like I want to know, outside of him being a hypocrite, I want to know the older kids' group chat.
Oh, I know.
Once they saw this, because the way he was so excited to have this daughter-father moment with Robin's kid. Mm-hmm. That's no shade of disrespect for people who have steps or whatever. But in this dynamic, that is an important distinction.
Yeah.
Because he's never had those moments with his bio kids.
None of them.
So wait, that's Robin's kids from the other marriage?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
The kids that she has with him are young.
Yes. Baby? They're the youngest.
So that was the one that was in court.
Yes.
Because their daddy, the daddy they know.
Brianna, Aurora, and Daytona or something.
How old is his oldest kids?
Old, because Peyton is in the military. That Negro, like, they're probably mid-20s or so.
Doesn't Mary have a child with him?
Yes, but Mary's child isn't the oldest because she had fertility issues.
Oh, that's why he was like, let's bring some other people up in here.
I think maybe Janelle's kids are the oldest. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And then, did you hear Christine's son throwing shade at the whole? He was like, well, the reason that COVID's killed them is because they don't have immunity. They ain't locked up all together. She was like, hey. Stop that.
I told Melissa not only
mid to late 20s. Okay.
Oh, I said, them other wives have a group chat without Robin.
Absolutely.
In there.
Hell
and
yeah.
Melissa was Christine and Janelle have another chat with just them.
Hell
them
yeah.
The kids got the.
They the one
without Robin's kids.
The OG kids.
OG kids. Bio kids. They probably got a bio kids chat.
Let me get like five of y'all's phones. I just want to see. I just want to see the titles of the group chat.
We don't F with Robin's kids.
Yeah.
I want someone. Listen, Gwendolyn has a YouTube page. She be going through the reviews. Although, that's her name, Chad. But she hasn't done this season. I want her to post the receipts of what
we
happened in that
Candy
group chat.
We need Candy Burris to speak on it with them people.
I need someone to post a group chat because the way they was talking about what happened in this group chat.
Oh, my God.
With all them folks, I can only imagine.
Robin is just such... Can we talk about her?
Go for it.
Because she pisses me off.
Me too, because why she entered the chat?
She cannot see past her nose. And what I mean by that, she's like, because she keeps saying, I just don't understand, because you don't want to.
Yeah.
You do not want to understand the pain.
I'm sorry, because I don't want to forget this. When you said she can't see past her nose, I literally saw Kevin try to look at his lips.
I just realized I don't ever see my nose. I was like, like, you see it, but you're not noticing it. And then when you said that, I was like, my nose is right there. But I don't think about it.
You can see it, your brain ignores it.
Your brain's just like, nigga, I don't need this. But now if I say, think about your nose or see your nose, then your brain be like, okay, nah.
I just like, I can't.
Blink, blink, and then you feel your next blink.
Sorry, go ahead.
That was a good stop, Angel. It was very important to us.
Anyways, Robin cannot, she does not want to see how anybody else's perspective outside of her teammate.
I agree.
Who's so heavy on him right now. And so, and I just understand. I don't understand how it was irreconcilable differences. Nothing was this bad.
The way you're holding your hands.
Because this was her, and she was, and then I got in the group text, and I kept saying, "Let's do a Zoom," and I got so much pushback, and I said, "You know what? Why am I even trying?" So
right, why you jump in and change what they try to do, and then get mad that they didn't want to do that?
If the kids were talking about our mid to late 20s, is what everyone is telling us. They're grown. They're not kids.
Well, no,
they
the kids
need your help.
No. The kids say we should include the moms. The kids did that, but I don't think it was just like
the group. We do this in our family. We can set the whole thing up via text. We have people our age, Melissa and I, parents, children who are in 10th grade and 8th grade, and Jada might be in 6th.
Yeah.
You don't need to do a video chat.
You really
Here's didn't. The rules. Mm-hmm. Melissa put the link in, click the link, sign. Melissa did the whole thing. Them kids is older than that.
Yeah.
They don't need to have a Zoom.
And it's 50 million children.
There's 38 niggas, white, not niggas, but 38
niggas.
White people in there. Who all have their own life going. I don't have time for. If we had to do a Zoom, the thing would have been over.
Right.
It would have been like, you know what, this is too much now. But Robin was stuck her glass palms in there, ruined it, and then couldn't see that she was the reason. Them kids was like, girl, we hate you. Also, we hate you.
And that's why it's spiral.
Yeah.
Now that you're in, okay, now it's like when your little brother's like, oh, you were like, oh, I like ice cream. Well, I like ice cream too. I don't like it no more. You like it. That's what Robin is to them. Yeah. Soon as she gets his stuff, people are like, never mind, I hate Christmas, actually.
Do this bullshit.
He was like,
do
you guys, this year. You guys got to get to know each other. He said, one Zoom call ain't going to fix that.
He sure did.
He did say
one Zoom call ain't going to fix that. What you think we about to do?
Look, I've been out here in this world. I know what's up.
He sure did.
They hate Cody. You don't think they hate you too, they hate their own daddy.
And that's the part where it's like, girl, you're trying to take the opportunity where they're just trying to do a little simple little gift exchange, and you're taking that as an opportunity for everybody to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Now is not the time. Right. So when you come in and all the older kids are saying, girl, I mean, I guess we could do it, but also this is my schedule. I'm busy every day.
Right.
Every day and every time that you suggest, I am busy. So let's just not. Then I'm sure she says something, and all of a sudden, and this is why we hate you, and you're the reason we're this problem, and your kids can get out. And matter of fact, why are you here to begin with? And then Christine talking about my kids were like, how did we get here? Y'all know y'all said something smart. Somebody post
the
screenshot.
They went to their old group chat.
Yeah.
The non-Robin kids family group
post
chat.
Post the screenshot.
I love the download, the unload. That's what that was.
I was. Cause I want to know who said what.
Yeah. One of them kids started talking about the side of their neck.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure they were like, you know what? My mama ain't going to say nothing because she on some old, this is my husband and our family. But you's a bitch. I'm sure they went in.
And y'all stink.
I know 100% for a fact they did. And low key, Christine was probably like, go and say it.
Yeah.
Because she said, I am my children's sounding board. I do not poison them with the things.
Listen, Cody is out of his mind if he thinks that the moms even have to say anything negative about him. And he's talking about, I would not want to speak negatively about their mother. You can't.
Right. They are the ones raising them.
Kids spend all their time with their mom.
And they're all happy that they're leaving.
They hate you, man. Yeah. The whole the thing about Sister Wise that I thought I was signing up for, this man got 4 sexes. Yeah. Everybody's in love. The kids all love him. The nigga ain't even having 4 sexes.
Nah,
it's been years since then, and everybody hates him.
Yeah.
What's the point? This is the worst.
You know who he is? He like the awkward person in a room full of black people, and don't nobody have to say nothing. You can just look around the room like.
Yeah.
Don't not need to be said. Y'all see what he's doing over
there? That's your boy right there.
Everybody. It's your boy.
It's your boy right there. Look at him. Look.
Everybody's
look.
Eyes just.
look at the two curls.
You and I, 38 niggas doing that.
But they're his kid. There go your dad. Yeah, you know they say there go your dad.
Nah, Gwendolyn be talking.
No, that's your dad for real.
Which one is Gwendolyn?
Gwendolyn is
that Janelle's oldest daughter?
I think it's Janelle's daughter. I'm about to show you her. She be talking. All you gotta do is go on my history. She on there. She talks about her dad on that show like how we talking about him on the show.
Well, because this is the thing. It's one thing to, of his daughters. It's one thing to think a person isn't capable of treating you right. But then you see them treating someone else right that's in proximity. Oh, I remember her. That's Janelle's daughter.
Janelle's daughter.
Yeah, that's Janelle's daughter.
Whose daughter is the whose?
I can actually tell whose kids are whose, I think.
She talks about, she does reactions, but she started from the beginning. I want her to start. I want her to do this season. Wait a minute.
No. That's not Janelle's. Now I'm seeing her close up. That looks like Christine's daughter.
I thought it was Christine's daughter.
That looks like Christine's. I can actually tell them. Yeah, that's okay. That makes sense. When I see the children's face, I can tell who birthed
them. Yeah, I imagine.
She talk about him and the reactions. You would think that's not her daughter. That's not his daughter.
Oh, they in the chat. Christine, I didn't have it open.
Yeah, that's why.
But as soon as you made her face big, I said, oh no, that's Christine's people. When you see somebody, when you think someone is not capable of being attentive and capable of being the type of person you need them to be, and then you all of a sudden see them doing it for somebody else. Oh my God! Today,
man, that'd be pissed.
Them kids. That's what they see. They're like, oh, I thought you couldn't. Oh, you. Mm-hmm. I thought we couldn't bond like that with piercings.
Yes.
Oh, but.
But you could do that, and that's always also going to be attributed to Robin.
Yeah.
Because you had the same rules. You did this, treated all the kids the same for all three of the moms and all of their kids. Robin inserts herself. Now you got all these profound revelations. You do Christmas different. Now you're getting ear piercings. Now y'all are having daddy-daughter dates and you're tucking your kids in. Meanwhile, we didn't have none of that growing up. So now you want to be daddy of the year and you had 87 other kids that had opportunities to get it right and you didn't.
You know what it is? That's a good point. It's like, you know, sometimes people have like four kids.
Yeah.
Like an older one and twins and then another one. Mm-hmm. And then the youngest one, they let that one get away with everything.
Yeah.
And the older kids be like, this is crazy.
No, they don't say it.
Imagine.
They don't say that.
Imagine how that would be.
They be playing on their Nintendo Switches and their iPads, going to their nice private schools. And they be like, thank you.
You imagine what that other one them look like, but that is marriage.
And they have turtles. Did I tell you we bought turtles?
No.
Actual turtles?
Nigga, yes. We got two goddamn turtles that's gonna outlive us in the house right now.
Why y'all got turtles?
Kai asked for turtles and his dad did not say no.
Who was Kai with?
Kai was with me, but I called his father.
Were you at the pet store?
Kinda.
No. She was in the garment district.
Downtown.
Where you can buy anything.
Angel, you know he just threw up a Hail Mary. Can I get a turtle?
Walked past it and seen a random woman selling turtles meter.
She was at my parking meter.
You buy turtles from the garment district?
You can buy slaves in the garment district, I'm sure. That's what look for it. You can go down there and find you a NASA telescope that's supposed to be up in space right now. They're selling them. Garment district. 10% off.
My God. She had her station by my car. And she had all type of animals. She had bunny rabbits, birds, big lizards.
Turtle?
Harry Potter. The guy had 3-4 chimpanzees in there. I don't tell her what you can find.
I kept asking for a turtle. And I was like, boy, you cannot have no turtle. He was like, well, I really want one. I said, call your father. So we called him. Marcus was like, what? I was like, there's this woman selling these turtles for $10. He's like, man, I don't care. And I was like,
That's not, I don't remember what I said. I didn't say no, but I definitely didn't say I don't care or yes.
You didn't say, but you did not say no.
Y'all know how Angel is.
No.
Y'all know how Angel is.
How am I?
Angel will lie to you without lying.
No, I'm not lying. Victory was there. The kids were there. And I was like, well, he didn't say no. So I got the two turtles.
I could have been like, as a hope, so he could say no.
I could have been like,
yes, I thought he was going to say no.
I could have been like, we'll see. Well, he didn't say no because she wanted these damn turtles.
No, I didn't. Your son did.
She wanted these turtles.
So now y'all have.
How
turtles
do you
and
care for turtles?
They're in an aquarium that is filtered.
So you actually had to buy equipment for this.
Melissa, I'm standing in PetSmart Googling becoming an aquatic engineer in the process, biomechanic, marine biology, all of this shit.
What
to care for
eat?
Some goddamn turtles.
What do turtles eat?
Got a freeze-dried
mealworm. You don't know. You
shrimp.
Wasn't even there.
I see the container.
Shrimp.
That's expensive.
How nigga, turtles get that shrimp?
I got to buy a heat. I bought a heat lamp. You got to worry about the type of moss that grows on the rock.
Oh.
Stop you yelling at my ear.
Yes, your ear deserves it.
He could have said no. They are we wouldn't bougie. Have had turtles.
Now y'all finna just have them? Y'all not finna give them away?
Oh, I'm donating these goddamn turtles.
No, because.
Get back to that list.
Because guess what he's getting his oldest son?
What, a dog?
You are. I'm not doing it.
No.
That's the problem.
A dog?
No. She wanted a goddamn dog. Got to take. Now, on top of the
dog too.
I got to make sure it stays alive. Then I got two turtles, and the oldest want a bearded dragon.
A bearded dragon?
It's a lizard.
It's the most common pet lizard you can find.
Iguana?
What does that mean? What they look like?
It's a lizard.
Oh.
He's got little horns.
Well, we got turtles now. We got turtles on the table now.
That's what he asked his dad for his birthday. That's what he asked. I got him his gift.
He would have never, ever, ever wanted a goddamn bearded dragon if some random woman didn't park beside her, use her parking meter as an umbrella stand to sell some damn animals. We wouldn't even be in this.
He could have also said no.
You could have said no.
This is what they look like.
Oh, it's for you.
Oh.
So I said, I'm going to start asking me next time I want
that something. Looks prehistoric.
Asking you?
Yeah, I'm going to ask me.
Get another old school.
Old school?
He has another one.
Get another one.
I'm going to use this phone to call his phone. Hey, man. Think about this old school. You know what? Maybe, probably. Go ahead and get it. Cool.
You
man.
Didn't say
I'll let
no.
You in a minute.
All right, Marcus. See you, Marcus.
Matter of fact, on your way home, get the old school, buy another gun.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Buying a gun and a car.
No, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
And asking yourself, you want another gun?
All of this.
I wouldn't mind it. You want an old school? Sure would. Put the gun inside the dashboard. Sound like a good idea to me.
2 for 1. Let's go.
Guns and cars. Coming in hot. Dang, that's funny.
I was thinking about getting another dog. No, it's curtains, man. No.
Curtains. Bearded dragon.
He's going to end up with another
dog. No, I'm not. No.
You guys going to open in a little
I got a spa that I got to make sure algae and shit ain't growing in. I got a dog, 2 turtles, and about to have a damn dragon.
You need to charge people to come into your house.
Y'all got a petting zoo this over there. Right?
Yeah, make your tour through the house and see all the damn wildlife.
Charge $7.
Mm-hmm. You can go to the LA Zoo. You can come to my house. We got 3 of the 4 type of animals represented.
No, I honestly thought you were going to say no. I was shocked that you didn't say hell no. And I was going to be like, all right, boys, you heard your daddy. And it was going
to
drive
off.
Why
you throw Marcus up there to make him the bad guy when he was right there?
Because he's good at it, first of all. I mean, he is pristine at being the bad guy. Okay? And I hold my position down as well. So when he didn't say no, I was just like,
dang.
Okay. I just knew you were.
Especially at that age, the best way to move past something like that, we'll see.
We'll see.
Get your ass in the car.
They ain't seen the turtles no more. They like,
we'll see. To me, we'll see.
We'll see is a long distance no.
I don't understand. Why didn't you say, that's all I want to know. Why didn't you say no?
See the turtles movie. Y'all, you could say, you know what, Si? Let's go see the movie.
No, if it was Si would have forgotten. He would have saw a fly and been like, I don't even know what we were talking about. Kai kept on. He was like, but them turtles, though. And I was like, well, just call your daddy.
Play with them? Can you even play with turtles?
Kind of, but you got to, they're not supposed to be played with.
This is how I know.
They can't even play with the toy?
This is how I know that Angel wanted these turtles.
No, why can't you just answer why you didn't say no?
I didn't say yes.
Why didn't you say no, though?
Anyway.
See, he won't at least accept that responsibility.
I took the turtle out of the thing, and I held it in my hand. Angel's more excited than they are.
That's a lie. They are excited about them turtles. They be dropping them too. And I said, don't you kill these turtles?
Picking them up.
When they do, I make them wash their hands.
So now the kid's going to be at school, and y'all just going to have turtle residue all in the house. This
turtle's about to die because they're going to get something on them from picking them up.
Let's close.
This is very
out.
Funny.
Sorry.
We done?
We about to be. We this.
I can't wait for the next episode.
He saw a turtle.
Yes.
The episode. This episode, I believe the next one is was in the trailer when Robin. Not Robin.
Janelle.
Trying to grab
Cody.
Yes.
Will you stay and talk? He said, "No, I'm not going to." Because
she said, "Stop." Talking is what she said.
Yeah, she did.
And then when he left,
oh no, we're not doing this.
She said, "You know what?
Yeah.
It came from her very.
Oh,
soul.
It came from the down
in here.
I am not even joking to you. If HBO Max said, "Give me $2, I'll let you watch it right now." I'll give you a phone because I'm going to watch it twice. Because I can't. She hates him.
You know your arm.
Think about Cody, low key. He ain't wrong. They don't respect him.
No.
They are not loyal to him.
He's earned that disrespect.
1,000%. Because they talk to that man like they hate him. It's like you don't feel this energy from everybody around you.
He does feel it.
Christine getting the divorce gave Janelle the nitro she needed to act up. Act up, you can get smacked.
There's no way this plural marriage ends with them all together.
Absolutely not.
Each season gonna be one less wife, and the show is gonna be called Wife.
This is like what's that movie? This is like Despicable Me. You remember the things when they were turning purple and into monsters?
Mm-hmm.
Or like the Minions, or even World War Z, where you got one in the room, and then it gets contagious with the rest.
That's
what's
exactly
happening.
Exactly what it's like.
Christine lit that fire.
And she be over there with them girls.
Yeah, you're like, "Hey, y'all."
What did she say, Liz?
Y'all still here?
Cody did something. She said, "What? Ew."
That was that mean girl energy she was giving.
See?
Cody did. He's still doing that?
She said, Janelle said something like the phone calls. He don't want to talk unless the kids apologize for the. What? Ew.
She screwed all of it.
Look, her plight is to make sure that he ain't got nobody left.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
She will not
she's
rest.
She's like, I
she
will
come
infest.
Back to Flagstaff every 10 to 14 days.
She live in Utah, but she's like, but I'm coming here to make sure.
Here and just, girl, couldn't be me.
That's literally.
And she didn't introduce her new man.
She going to get somebody to sell her a plot on Coyote Pass.
That's all she
does. Build me a house right here.
There he is.
She would.
Build me a little condo on Coyote Pass. You know, this is some good land down in Coyote Pass. I'm going to build me a big house.
That
anybody
can
come
mission.
To here but Cody. And Robin.
Go get a big mural of herself just smiling.
And have a fence just high enough that it's hard to get over, but low enough that you can see everything happening on the other side.
That's all she wants to do is sow seeds of discord.
Yes.
We're happy for you, Christine. We love it for you. All right, anything else we didn't talk about? Let me go over these people's comments.
I want to say Cody thought he was cool with them earrings, and he looked dumb then, too. He was
wanting to be a rock star.
I said, boy, a nerd if I ever seen
one. Yeah, one, though. The dangly one.
Last thing, Gemini Pearl 86 said, discuss the differences mandates Cody set up for the OG wives, but changed when Robin came. One of the things that I think is like really crystal clear that they were making a point with the editing this episode is that Christine said, they started with Robin. Robin said, it is the wives' responsibility to essentially facilitate the relationship between the father and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to next scene. Christine is like, it is my responsibility to have a relationship with my kids as their mother, and this is my greatest joy in life. It is his responsibility to foster a relationship with his kids, and, you know, essentially he hasn't done that, whatever. That is literally, I think, one of the biggest difference. That's why he attributes respect and loyalty, I think, to favorite wife and none of the other kids or wives, and especially Christine.
It is his job, though.
It is his job, but Robin protects him at all costs,
right?
Loyal to a fault,
right?
Does everything he wants. Who wouldn't want to have that person? Right. What I want to see is him meet another sister wife.
Yeah, then Robin gonna shut the hell up.
I want to see Robin be in them other people's positions and then see, because it's easy when he loves you, wants to spend time with you, use COVID as your thing. But that, and they all agree with Christine.
Right.
But I do agree with Christine as well. Like, nigga, you got four different families. Figure it out.
Right. You wanted this. Like, we could not sign up for this without you being the one who wanted this.
Right.
And if I feel like if he ever got a new wife, Robin would act way worse than Christine.
Oh, yes.
Mean girl would be
evil girl.
It would be a whole nother thing. And the fact of the matter is that they're just not realizing this crap doesn't work. I don't think, like you said, it's the fantasy of plural marriage, but plural marriage is not about four romantic relationships.
Let me tell you when plural marriage worked. When women couldn't work, women were seen as property, and the man was rich. And it was like, you live at your parents' house and have nothing, or you go live with this man who's got rich, he's got goats and stuff, and you are nothing.
Yeah.
Now that women see women who have their own houses, lives.
I can drive my own car.
Drive my own car.
Yeah.
I'm not property. I can vote. I can get a credit card.
Actually, I can speak up and say something.
I can say F you. And they'll record it and use it in the trailer. This is dumb now.
Yeah.
The world doesn't look like that anymore. And Cody definitely don't make enough money to do this. That nigga didn't have his own house.
Yeah, but
in the group.
What I was gonna say is y'all were talking, I couldn't remember what it was. Oh, they asked her if she would want to be in a monogamous relationship with him, and she don't.
Oh, she did.
She said it messes up favorite. With her her favorite. Identity. Yeah. Is that Robin?
Yeah.
It messes with her identity too much.
She did say that.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't
have a part-time lover of this nigga. I ain't,
yeah, no, but you can't. I just feel like if in the 2020 of the three of it all, you can't want a plural marriage and then also want something that resembles what an American marriage looks like.
Right.
You can't want this romantic, we spend this time together and you give me all of your attention and focus when you are here. And then you make sure you split it up evenly. Like it don't. It's going to have to be way more transactional, business-like in order for it to work. And all these women, it looks like, other than Mary, she's giving up hope now, signed on for something that felt more romantic in family. And Cody does not have the – one, he's a jackass, and two, he don't have the capacity to focus on y'all because y'all are not the ones he considers hot right now.
Right. Which is why – who said – Janelle?
This is
I mean, Christine said – Robin has never lived a plural
marriage. And she stopped herself.
She did.
I want her to go on. She's like, the gift thing, and you know, and it all goes back to when Robin, I don't even want to do this. But let me say, she has never lived a plural marriage. Okay, I got to stop. Nah, girl, we signed up for this program. Go in.
Go on the program.
Give me a TikToker. You ain't going to say it on the show. Say it on TikTok.
Did Robin ever live with them? Did they all ever live under one house? All four wives and kids?
So if they started from season one, I want to say, I don't know. Okay. I want to say maybe. Because the divisions are happening. Actually, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever had to live. So. The three wives, initially, they had to live together.
Right. And they were all raising their kids together.
Yeah, they're saying no.
Yeah, I was going to. Yep, that makes sense. She did it. Which is why they say there's a disconnect. Because Robin says stuff like, my kids don't even recognize their siblings.
They don't know them niggas like that. Yeah. She does say that.
She gets on my nerves. I don't understand how she can't see why they don't.
Oh, wait, they was living in the same house? He was smashing
the three original OG wives did.
Yeah, but they'd be like, all right, you close the door.
Yeah, they have their own rooms to have the sex in.
Damn. They have, like, plural houses.
Well, it was on a compound or they was in one roof?
They were under one roof, but it was like a compound.
One electrical bill.
One
water bill.
Did they have a door to close off? This is ours?
Yeah, it was something like that.
But I think they had a lot of common space, too. They had common areas.
They had a plural area.
Because they were talking about, remember, they didn't get along with Mary with cooking because she was, like, so particular. Did you watch those seasons?
Could you imagine, like, a 5,000 square foot, like, studio apartment? Yeah, quadplex.
There you go.
Studio.
Yeah. So they had, and it was, like, section. It was, like, one roof, but, like, this is my
wing.
Got it.
This is mine.
It's like the White House.
And then common areas are common areas.
Like they had like a bunch of mother-in-law suites.
Pretty much.
There you go. One house, three separate apartments. There we go. That kind of makes more sense.
Hey, they lived in a fourplex.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Basically.
Except for no, fourplexes, you have your own living room.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
No, they have one living room,
it's
one kitchen.
It's closer to like Airbnb. The dorm room.
That's what I said. It's a dorm.
Oh, yeah. It's closer to like dorm rooms.
With the common area.
With the common areas.
You go into the rec room? Sure, bro. Yeah,
so
that's
Big
what it is.
Big Bear get you an Airbnb. Everybody got their own room. One fireplace.
Yeah, I can't. Crazy I don't. Guess. Well, you know what? I can't wait to hear these two cuss at each other because I was mad when they didn't show it this episode. I say quit putting it as the advertisement for the next episode if you're not going to do it.
It might be 2-3 episodes.
That's why I kind of feel like it better be next episode because this episode, they stretched out the text message thing. If they weren't going to either A, have the kids, was going to slip up and say something for real.
Yes.
Or B, screenshots of the text messages, move on.
Right.
Yeah. And then the whole earring thing.
Shut up.
The son, he gave good tea. I needed more of them.
Yeah. Yeah,
we need these kids on here.
Yeah, think we need
the kids. Yeah,
them kids. We need them older kids.
Ugly ass adults. We need these kids.
We need the older kids.
Say something. Listen, get into the juice. Did you say children of one kids? Biological family.
Did you say we need the ugly kids?
I didn't say
other. That. Oh, other. Oh, okay. Because he said ugly ass adults. She was like, I thought you said, yeah, we need the ugly kids.
Children of one biological, Melissa and her sisters. Be like, oh, mom, oh, dad. Can you imagine if you had 20 other siblings and 3 other moms, the amount of things you would text and say, and if the camera was on, how you would feel about the new mom that it is quite obvious that the whole family hates? The only people who don't hate Robin and Cody, actually don't hate Robin, is her actual children.
That's it.
I feel like all the other kids are cool.
But I wonder how divided them text messages are, too. I'm sure you got one with all the kids. Then you got one with your bio siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for
because
sure.
I'm going to need to talk about your mama.
Mm-hmm. Right. Period. Yeah. Period.
So, that's true.
Yeah, so I know.
They got a group to talk about their dad, but the separate to talk about their mom.
Each one of them got about 30 groups in there.
And I know they got some Androids in there, so you can't get out that group chat.
No, you stuck in there for life.
You
stuck in
there. Somebody added me to a group chat yesterday.
Oh, my God, y'all.
I'm in one.
And
right
our family,
now.
My family, the group chats are insane. The amount of group chats.
So pissed off about
that.
Delete and block all
maybe
of them.
Having to text, take me out of the group chat. There's an Android. So we just have to stop talking. So people be like, okay, just stop using this chat. And then people text, don't use this chat no more. Don't use this chat. Which chat are we supposed to use? Don't use this one. We'll start another one. When are we going to start the next one? Through. That person block who wants out. They got to see all those text messages, too.
Yeah.
And also me. JoJo got a group chat with his cousins. He keeps it on Do Not Disturb.
He sure
does. So I have one like that as well that I've been removed from it twice, and then somebody threw me back in there.
I got more. I just mute them.
That's what we're talking about. This is the Do Not Disturb of it all. I don't be knowing when they say anything. I just happen to randomly be like, oh, y'all been over here talking, Dongan.
We'll be back next week. Thanks, y'all. Bye.
White people business. We in there.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.